Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wayne Cruz is our guest. Wayne is Vice President at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's in charge of policy and technology over there at CEI.org. And he's written a piece that, I as far as I know, it's on Forbes. I know that. Here come FCC's net neutrality rules. Is that where it is posted primarily?
That's it. It's okay. On Forbes.
Go to Forbes and type in and look for Wayne's work. Or go to CEI.org. I'm sure you can find a link to it there. Here come FCC's net neutrality rules. Wayne's written about this. I've written about this. You've seen my columns on this before. I'm going to have another one out this weekend. Wayne, the chairman of the FCC, Mr. Wheeler, is a former telecom industry executive.
That's right.
He was working on something that I was interested in. It sounded like he was going to come up with a little bit of a light touch, a little bit more than we've got now, but maybe a little bit of a light touch that would have sort of protected people from excesses and not being too overbearing. It looked, I wasn't sure, and he hadn't completely rolled it out, but it started sounding like a reasonable approach to solving some of these issues we talked about. And then, apparently, there was a secret meeting between him and your president, my president, Obama, and apparently, overnight, in the flip of a switch, he becomes a total devotee of what President Obama thinks net neutrality should look like, and that is very chilling to me.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's happened. What the FCC has always done after there was a comprehensive telecom overhaul back in the mid-90s that partly included the Internet, because the Internet was very new then, but the Internet and the FCC has championed the notion of it being regulated as a so-called information service. That's the technical term, and that's the light touch mm-hmm. thing that you're talking about. What Wheeler's proposing now is to reclassify the Internet under Title II as a telecommunications service, not an Internet service. Now, telecommunications service, that's like your old phone, you know, where your choice was beige or a black phone. That, in that world where you had a monopoly provider of a phone company, a monopoly granted by the government, let's be clear, not a free market, not a laissez-faire, not a competitive situation. So the notion now is he's attempting to change it. But this is one of the dangerous things about heavy economic regulation, because we're in this pen and phone era with respect to federal regulations and, you know, rule by memos. You know, the IRS is changing the laws on Obama, on the Health Affordable Care Act, just by issuing memos and blog posts. Tom Wheeler last year was a champion of keeping the information service designation, and he did want to specify new rules on neutrality, but we already can cope with those kinds of issues through our antitrust laws. We already have ways mm-hmm. of coping, that kind of thing. But what happened this year is after the elections, rapidly after the elections had occurred and the new Republican Congress was elected then, President Obama came out with a big website. There's a new, you know, there's a whole web page devoted to it on the whitehouse.gov website, in videos where he's talking about net neutrality and the need to reclassify the Internet, because after all, the Internet is so important to our lives now. We need to have government control.
We need to have government.
Government in control. We are the country with defined by the
Does anybody need anything else? Do you need to hear anything else to know that this is not good?
Government should be in control of all of the microphones and all of the soapboxes of the world. That's what this amounts to. But right after Obama, very shortly after, in the clips I read, you know, Wheeler was taken aback by it. But shortly after, the rumblings came to be that Mr. Wheeler was going to issue a complete reclassification. Now, there is a Republican alternative proposed to it, that would deny
right.
the FCC the right to reclassify. I think that piece
can that hold up for a couple of years? Will they be able to fight this off? Will the Republican House of Senate be able to fight this off for 2 years?
No, here's the problem, Jim. The Republican alternative uses in the first title of it, in the setup, in the framing of what FCC. See, I want to take away FCC's power.
Right.
I want to delegate its tax power over to NTIA. I want to take its consumer protection and put it over in FTC and
right.
so on. All FCC needs to do now is help auction Spectrum
right,
and then
Spectrum.
Make sure there's
exactly.
secondary markets, and that's it. But what's occurring now is with the Republican alternative, it adopts the same language Wheeler just used.
Mm.
He's releasing his rules today. Yesterday he wrote an article in Wired, you know, the tech
mm-hmm.
magazine,
right.
saying what they were going to do. They were doing this reclassification, and so he wrote the article yesterday. No blocking
today.
He wrote that yesterday, and that's what
I know. But I mean,
today, but
no throttling today. What about 5 years from now?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. The Republican language has the same thing.
Yeah.
The problem is when you say in 2015, when we have 2015's internet, I want 2050's internet and 2150's mm-hmm. internet to have all kinds of competing networks. I want competition
right.
in the building of networks.
That's right.
The same way we
like
have
I said,
competition
over the stuff contracts and innovation.
So the Republican, to me, I think the Republican alternative is even more dangerous,
wow.
and I hate to have to say that. But and here's why:
this is scary.
FCC,
you're really scary.
If the FCC rams this through, we can recover from that.
Yeah.
Because this agency is out of control.
Right.
We're already having a much broader debate in Washington about the federal
right.
agencies and the bureaucracy being out of control.
Right.
So we can roll back an illegal FCC action. And it's going to be challenged anyway in court.
Hold on.
What we can't deal with is Republicans passing a law. Giving
yeah.
FCC the
That's
kind
what
of
we can't do. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to ask futurist Wayne Cruz to tell us what, under the new proposed rule, what would the internet look like in the future?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.